I'm Timmy Mallett with another gem from the Timmy on the Tranny radio archives. This from Piccadilly Radio in late May 1984. We're about to hear the wonderful Helen Terry from Culture Club. It's been a busy evening so far on my live show. I've had David Austin and George Michaels come in. We've already heard that on a different occasion, talking about being number one with Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. In this final hour of the show from 9 o'clock, Helen Terry comes in, and we also get to hear from Paul Morley from ZTT. Here's a little bit of background. She's about to promote her new single, Love Lies Lost. It's a solo single. She talks about meeting Boy George and joining Culture Club. So don't get too confused between the George, as in George Michael, and the George, as in Boy George. There are adverts and radio promos. It's very much of its time, 1984. Triades, that's an awkward name for a product. Many of the questions you'd expect. Who designs your clothes? But what about what's your favourite computer? And what's your most sentimental possession? What did she get for her birthday last week? And then the shock revelation that she's going to leave Culture Club. It had been decided when. How does she announce it? We get a live audition on air for her replacement. And she gives away her Culture Club jacket live on air. Only 5 were ever made. I wonder who has it now. And finally in this hour, we get to hear from the articulate and very clever Paul Morley from ZTT, one of the brains behind the success of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. He talks about the thinking behind Two Tribes and the fear at the time of nuclear holocaust. We don't get too much from Paul because, sadly, the tape runs out on a really brilliant moment. Remember, this is all manual and analogue. Everything about it is of its time. One more thing. The voice you're about to hear hasn't been speeded up. It's nothing to do with the rate the tape goes round. The voice you're about to hear is me. Here's Helen Terry.
Love Lies Lost.
Helen Terry, Piccadilly Radio, special guest this evening. One of, what were you doing when you were talking to George earlier on? He said that you'd been sitting around outside chattering away. What do you talk about when you're waiting?
Well, I apologise. I said something rude about his record on Round Table, which hadn't, in fact, meant to sound rude. What I meant to say was I like the old Wham stuff better than the new stuff. But, in fact, since having heard it for the first time, I keep singing it, so it's a good sign. Mm-hmm. The trouble with Round Table is you hear something just for the first time and you end up liking it. So it's in a way, a bit misleading, that programme. You make a real fool of yourself sometimes.
All right. Well, let's talk about you and the song. You wrote that in your bath.
Yes, it was, in fact, in my bath.
A very clean song.
Soapy sounds, eh?
Do you often? I mean, is that a good place for you to write songs and to sing to yourself?
Well, generally, I have a piano now, so I work around the piano. But the piano is not in the bathroom. I keep it. In fact, my piano is in the kitchen. I've got a piano in my kitchen.
How do you manage to do the cooking as well, then?
I don't.
Leave that and go and eat out.
Exactly.
Are you happy to take some calls tonight?
Yes, quite, yeah.
All right, if you want to put through a call to Helen Terry, the lines are open now, 061 228 6262, and put through a call. I'll tell you, a busy old evening of phone calls coming through. We've had some good ones so far for George and David. So let's see what you come up with. Some interesting questions for Helen. Now, where did you actually first meet George?
When I first was introduced to George some years ago, in the Blitz when he was a coat room boy, but formally introduced as a singing sort of potential partner by Marilyn outside Heaven in London. I'd done a cabaret there and I just sort of bumped into him at 3 o'clock in the morning and was offered the job there and then.
Is that when George and Marilyn were speaking?
They still are, as far as I know.
Well, they don't seem to say that they are. I mean, they don't have come out with some bitchy comments about each other, don't they?
I think that's all in the past now. I think they've reconciled their differences. They're pals now, as far as I know. But who knows, you know.
Is it a temperamental group, then, Culture Club?
Very. I mean, there's no secret about the fact that Culture Club do argue a great deal, but I think out of the arguments come some pretty good work.
Because when I spoke to you all, when you came up to do that TV in Manchester in December, and we gave away all the tickets for that.
Were you fighting then? I can't remember.
Yes, I think so, because we were talking then, and George was trying to organise it, and John was saying, no! And Mikey was saying, I don't want to say anything, and then It was one of those sessions, wasn't it?
I think that's the general way, the general run of things with Culture Club. But I think it's creative discussion rather than argument. It's healthy, I think.
Good, good. All right. Well, let's if we flip over the B-side, what do we get on the other side of Love, Life, Lost?
It's called That's the Way. It's my favourite, actually.
Of fun. Take all the bruises, counting everyone. Now I'm facing a mountain of smiles and receptions. Ooh, a mystical fountain. I'm aware of deceptions. Love on the rebound.
Love on the rebound.
Looking at you, I got laughter on my mind. Ooh, we can try to diffuse, live learning to run. Hope you're never confused. Tell me I'm the only one. Now I'm facing a mountain of snow.
B-side to Love, Lies, Lost. Laughter on My Mind took half an hour to write and record.
Yes, that's true. And I said it's called That's the Way, and I think I made a
mistake. All right, we'll stick that on a bit later
there.
On. We've got some more from Helen, and we'll take your calls right after this.
Dial 100 and ask for free phone 3838. There's never been a better opportunity to improve the quality of your motoring. Bridgewater Windscreens, your local 24-hour specialists, will now fit glass sunshine roofs for as little as £55, as well as a full range of windscreens, heated rear screens and body glass for all European and Japanese vehicles. Free phone 3838 puts you in contact with our branches in Blackburn Road, Belton and Chester Road, Stretford. Bridgewater Windscreens, free phone 3838. And remember, Bridgewater Windscreens only fit guaranteed products.
Magic music.
On Saturday evening, make sure it's up to date. On Piccadilly Radio, it starts at 8. You can hear over 30 years of hits from Duran Duran to Herman's Hermits. So join Steve Blake on a Saturday night, cause he'll play the music that makes you feel right. Straight from the heart on 261.
Dare you miss it? Join me this Saturday, Piccadilly Radio, 8 till 11 o'clock.
There is nothing like it.
AIDS diet case history number one. Mrs. Christine Moran of Worsley near Manchester.
Using AIDS to help stem my appetite, I was able to stick to my calorie control diet.
and lose half a stone in 8 weeks.
Two aids before each meal help control your appetite so you eat less and lose weight for just 33 pence a day. And the AIDS diet plan lets you eat three enjoyable meals every day.
The only way for me to lose weight is to reduce the amount of food I eat. AIDS really have helped me to lose weight.
AIDS, at leading chemists in your area.
If you've just left or you're about to leave school, here's news that could help you get a real job. North Manchester College offer 12-month training courses in office and shop skills, motor vehicle maintenance, electronics and computers. And you'll be paid whilst you train. Your course at North Manchester College could be your job of the future. Call Peter now on 795 2828.
It was 1911 and Eustace Cartwright was on safari in Bonga Bonga Land, armed with nothing more than a clean shirt, a portable telex machine, and a crate of Tizer to keep his spirits up. But one night the Zulus attacked and robbed him of his Tizer. Only one thing to do, telex home for more. But where was his trusty telex? Panic! Finally, he raised his clean shirt, and there it was. So the vital Tizer got through. Indeed, the mighty Tizer Company even wrote their slogan to honour this brave man. You can tell it's Tizer when you raise a shirt.
You can tell it's Tizer when your eyes are shut.
That's what I said, isn't it? What?
Straight from the heart.
Right, a quick check on tonight's top three. So far, we've got Wham out in front with Duran and Frankie and Spandau and David Sylvian and Madness. And what else? And David Austin's doing well. And Helen, just a minute here. Why are you phoning yourself up and voting?
I'm not. I'm sitting here in front of you.
All right. Yeah, all nice lines now. 612286262. Calls coming through. Here's Lena first. Hi.
Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Which group do you admire the most and who designs your clothes?
Which group do I admire the most? At the moment, I think the Eurythmics is my favourite group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure why, but I like the quality of the stuff they put out, and I think they write excellent songs, and he's also a very good singer. And my clothes are designed by some friends of mine who've got a company called Body Map, and it's David Holler and Stevie Smith, who's been friends of mine for years and years, and also friends of George's. So we keep it in the family.
Is it important what you wear? I mean, it's important for the image.
I tend not to think about it for the image, but more for comfort.
Mm.
I mean, they're you can bung them in the washing machine. Don't have to iron them.
Yeah.
Just hang them up and they're all right the next day.
I like that pulley you're wearing as well. It looks very smart.
Yes, thank you very much.
Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air to Helen.
Helen, do you think you'll ever become as popular as Culture Club with a solo career?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. I am. Oh, dear. It's a difficult question to answer because I'm running two parallel careers as a member of Culture Club and also as Helen Terry. And I'm not in competition with Culture Club at all. I think that the stuff I do will eventually be very different from Culture Club. I'm not really a pop star. I don't think I'm the stuff that pop stars are made for. I'm not skinny enough for a start.
And you like the song?
Yeah, I love it.
Good. You might be an opportunity to win a copy later on. Peter, hi.
Where were you born? Did you like school? And what's your favourite computer?
Oh, dear me.
Right, one or two questions there to answer.
I was born in Dulwich Village in London.
Mm.
And did I like school?
Yes.
Dear me.
You can be honest.
The best thing I liked about school was going home time, basically. I mean, that's the thing I like best about school. And my favourite computer, I'm having a crisis at the moment because I don't understand computers at all. I'm trying to teach myself basic very slowly. I will, in fact, buy a computer quite soon.
Are you going to get a Spectrum or a Commodore or what?
I'll probably get a BBC.
Mm, they're expensive. Is that what you've got, Pete?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe you can teach me how to use it then.
Yeah. She'll be round to your house to have a computer lesson from you. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Tracy.
What's the most sentimental possession you've got?
The most sentimental?
Yeah.
Ooh, God, let me think. My cat, I think.
What's it called?
Mei Ling. She's Burmese and very pregnant at the moment.
Oh.
I went away on the American tour. I went away and she was let out by the people looking after my flat and she got pregnant. So I'm going to be a grandmother of kittens now.
Why do you prefer the B side of Love Lies Lost?
Well, at first I liked the A side, but I sort of grew to like the B side more the more I heard it. Because it's more of a voice record than the A side, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice and slushy. I like a bit of slush.
Yeah,
which do you like, Tracy?
Oh, I like that. It's great.
Good.
I think it's brilliant.
Good. Have you voted for it tonight?
Sorry?
Have you voted for it tonight?
I've not had a chance yet, no.
Oh, well, what are your three votes for?
Well, yeah, Helen Terry, number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
Creep!
I have one, Sienna.
And Wham.
I have one second.
Yes.
And,
And
Frankie third.
Yeah, third.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your call, Trace. Bye-bye. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Yes.
Could I ask Helen if she likes any heavy rock by any chance?
Oh, dear. Let me think. I used to. When I was about 13, I used to like... You've heard the Groundhogs?
Yeah.
I like I do still like ZZ Top. I mean, that's not quite heavy. I do, actually. I saw ZZ Top when they played in London. I do like them. I think they're excellent.
Hmm. Who do you like, Gary?
Well, it's my mates. They like a lot of Whitesnake.
Yeah.
And that, but I prefer the Smiths and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What and I've got a mate who likes Duran Duran, but not too good that for you, is it? Mm.
Well, I don't mind Duran Duran. I mean, I've got nothing personal against them. They're all very, you know, clean living boys. Excuse the joke.
I'm glad you're doing well anyway.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call, Gary.
Could you say hello to Julie Almond?
Yes.
Hello to Julie Almond.
And Dave.
And
Ian
Dave.
And John.
Dave, Ian and John. Hello, hello, hello. All
right. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Helen, I'd like to say, I'd like to ask you if you've got any bad habits from Boy George.
I picked up any bad habits from George?
Yes.
It's saying, shut up! George always says, shut up! And I've picked up that from him.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than that, I'm afraid.
No, he's just quite an...
George is a very clean living boy. In fact, he's probably picked up some bad habits from me.
I don't believe it. Oh. Nicola, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Has it always been your ambition to become a singer?
I always have been a singer. There's never a question of it being an ambition. I just became one. It was never my ambition to be a solo singer. I didn't quite know what I'd ever become. I'm just am a singer.
What would you think you'd been doing if you hadn't become a singer?
A singing teacher. That's what I was doing before I joined Culture Club. Very boring, but I enjoyed it.
All right, what will you be?
I don't know.
Well, I hope it works out for whatever it is you want to do. Hello, Adele.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Helen, is there any question that she'd like to ask a fan?
Ah, no, that's a good one. Ooh. Good question, that, Adele. Well done.
What a brain teaser.
Hey.
I'd ask, why do you like Culture Club?
Because they're great.
Oh, come on.
No, but there must be a good reason. Why do you really like them? Come on, what's so special about them?
George is nice.
Do you like the music, though?
Yeah, I like the songs. I like Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
I like them all.
What would you say if you met George?
Hello.
Is that it?
Would you say hello and run away?
I don't know.
He doesn't like that, does he?
No, George likes people to actually talk to him. He likes a good chat.
Mm.
I'd ask him what his favourite group was.
What do you talk about when you go round to his place for coffee or whatever?
No, he usually comes round to my place.
To drink your coffee and eat your toast.
What do we talk about? At the moment, we just talk about my stuff because he's helping me write the stuff. So we sort of say, well, I think it should sound like this. And he'd say, no, I think it should sound like that. And we have sort of creative discussions about
you
it.
Just argue and row.
No. We it's not all the time. We sort of sometimes talk about... Actually, it is mainly centred around the band and about my stuff at the moment.
What's the album going to be called?
The next one's going to be called...
Mine. No, your album.
There's a working title, which is called From Luxury to Heartache.
Right.
But that's just like the working title. It could be called anything. I mean, I think every LP has at least 7 or 8 titles before you arrive at the final decision.
Yeah, and when's it going to come out? About September?
Ooh, I think actually it's going to be later than that now.
Really?
Because I want to go over to America to finish it off, so it might take a bit longer. So
have you written all the songs for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want any, help on vocals? George, turn me down, will you?
I'm diplomatic.
I
do all the backing vocals myself anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
Adele, don't you reckon I'm getting a rough deal here?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's right on. I mean, look at this. All these people come on and none of them will let me be on their records. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, what's your question, Helen Terry?
What are you going to buy Boy George for his birthday?
Well, what did Boy George buy me for my birthday? Nothing.
Oh, wow. Shocking. That's disgraceful. When is your birthday?
I just had my birthday last Thursday.
Happy birthday! I'm
28.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Thank you. And George is in about 3 weeks' time.
So what did you get? I mean, you got nothing from George.
Nothing from George.
Little rat bag.
My mum and dad bought me a croquet set.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you into croquet?
I'm not sure. I've never played it before. Have
you got a lawn?
Yeah, I've got a really big garden, an acre garden. So I'm going to play croquet.
Hey, can we come down and join in? When are you going to have a party?
Oh, you can be one of the pegs.
A mallet.
Exactly.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Yes, what's your question,
can
Helen?
Can I ask Helen how old she is?
Yes, she's just said she's...
I'm 28 and 5, 6 days. No, 28 and a week.
She doesn't look...
Will you be still singing with Boy George, or are you going solo now totally?
Okay, this is a new hot news. I am leaving Culture Club.
You are?
You're the first person to know this. Yes, I am.
Oh, when?
Okay, thanks a lot.
I'm leaving Culture Club after the next Japanese tour.
I mean, that's forever?
Well, no, I'll probably still do some work with them, but because I've got so much to do on my own, and I'm still going to be working with George and with Roy, but we've decided that I should sort of maybe go over to America and seek my fortune.
Oh, are you going to miss them?
Of course I am. It's going to be really odd.
All right, well, let's stick on something. I tell you what, you want to hear that one, and I want to hear this one, so let's toss a coin and we'll come down on the one I want to hear. All right, introduce it.
It's called Church of the Something, Poison Wine. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Helen Terry, Piccadilly Radio, TOTT, those lines are open now. Forgotten the words.
So
Helen Terry on there, Church of the Poison Mind, Culture Club. So when was this decided that you're going to leave Culture Club?
Yesterday, in fact.
Do the rest of the band know?
Oh, yeah.
So how long have you been talking this over?
Well, we've been discussing it for a matter of about a month since the last tour. And it's come to the stage now where I've got so much work to do by myself that if I was to interrupt Culture Club's touring schedule and recording schedule, it'd be unfair on them and unfair on me. So it's perfectly amicable. There's no animosity. There's been a lot of rumours about acrimony within the band to do with my leaving, but it's totally untrue. It's a very sort of harmonious split.
They're going to miss out on your strong vocals doing the backing there.
Well, I'm going to find a replacement. George and I are going to spend some time finding a suitable replacement.
There are people listening now who would give their right arm to join Culture Club.
It's a job. I can do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there are singers who are listening now who think they could fill the gap, I mean, it's quite a hard gap to fill. So
it's a big gap to fill.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Can they contact? Can they contact you or the group?
Well, not yet, because we've still got to, we're going to Japan in 2 weeks' time. When we get back, I'm going over to America to do a bit of work over there. But there'll be adverts. Obviously, we won't say Culture Club need a backing singer because there will be adverts in the music press, but it won't be obvious.
Oh, really? So you've got to watch out for
those. Keep your eye out.
Anyway, you have been warned, so the band will be looking for a suitable singer. So if you think that you could fulfil that, I'll tell you what, as soon as I get the details, you will give me...
In fact, we're looking for three.
You're joking, really? Yeah. Three?
Three-part harmony singers.
Well, if I get any tapes here, I'll forward them on. Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
So if you want to get involved in that, then if you send your cassettes to me, I'll forward them all on to George and to Culture Club. And
and to me. I'm doing the auditions.
You're doing the auditions. You're checking them out. I see if they're any good. Yeah, that's right. See if they... So if you reckon you're good enough, and it is a tough job, that one. So
it's very hard work.
How hard work is it?
Whew. Very hard. I mean, you're...
I thought it's glamorous. It's just easy, your job. You know, all you do is just sing a record and you know.
I'm away from home for at least, 9 months of the year. You're playing in front of now 50,000 people every night. You wait around for most of the time. It's very hard work. It's very nerve-wracking as well.
Mm.
So much for the glamour. I mean, I don't see any glamour.
No?
Nor does George. No one sees any glamour. It's very hard work.
Yeah, but it's nice though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. When you go on stage, it's the best thing you can ever do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's say hello to Diane. Hi. No, let's say hello to Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Helen, what was your most embarrassing moment?
Aha. To date, we played in the last tour in Detroit in the Cobalt Hall, which seats 27,000 people, and my skirt fell down. It was dreadful. I spent the whole set sort of yanking up my skirt. In fact, it happened also last... I was doing New Brighton Rock, and it happened then as well. The skirt fell down.
This was the other week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With Frankie.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah. So you've heard Two Tribes already, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're well into all that lot.
Hello?
Yes?
Could you say a few quick hellos?
Very quickly, yes.
To Anita, Julia, Borsha, Joe, Pete and Dave, who are these really two ace lads at the Methodist Aquinas College, and sorry to Catherine for this misunderstanding.
Right, you did well.
Right,
thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You have signed things for us this evening, haven't you, Helen?
Yeah.
Good. So, usual system. There are lots of people to write in for autographs at the moment, and please be patient when you send in for your stamped address envelopes for all the details. We will get through to you as soon as possible. Catherine, hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. What star sign are you, and do you read your horoscope every day?
I'm Gemini, and... not every day. I read cosmopolitan horoscopes because they tend to be more accurate. I have someone that does my charts for me every 6 months. I'm sort of like an ageing hippie.
What have they said? What have they said about you?
I can't tell you.
Come on. Is it going to be... Is it roses at the moment?
At the moment, yes, it's fine. There's a few pitfalls, which... I mean, in fact, they predicted they'd happen early on, but they haven't, so I take it all with a pinch of salt now.
You're waiting to see what happens. Hello, is this Edna?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it isn't Edna, actually, because I lied. It's Laura.
Laura?
Yeah.
Why did you lie?
Because I've been on before, you see, and I thought you wouldn't let me on, you see.
Oh, you're crafty.
Hey,
I know.
Hey. Well, you're right, we wouldn't have let you on. So anyway, you sneaked through, you little cheat.
Because I know you like me, Timmy. I'm done with the hairstyle. Do you remember?
Oh, no, yeah, you. Yes, I do. Go on. What's your question to Helen?
Well, it's about hairstyles, see. I'd like to know where you get your hair done, because I think it's sort of different-y. Sort of.
Yes.
What hair? I tried growing it, it all fell out.
Now, where do you get it done?
Where do I get it done? A friend of mine called Tish does it for me. He's got a place in Kensington Market.
Yeah.
And basically, the style involves a short haircut and masses of hair gel and about 3 cans of hair lacquer.
Yeah.
And that's about it, really. It's sort of a really hit, and it's not one of these sort of you take loads of care over it. I just sort of wash it every day and bung loads of gel on, and that's it.
Do you approve of it, Edna?
Yeah, well, Laura, please.
Laura?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I used to use loads of lacquer in my hair, but I found it ruined. It started coming out in clumps. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I like to do things with my hair that last for months. Oh,
so you're bald,
Helen.
Now, are you?
Helen, yes.
You're bald now.
Practically, yes.
Yes.
Could I possibly ask Helen something else? You know about these auditions?
Oh, God,
well,
yeah.
Well, I want to be the first one, right? I'm on air.
Yeah, go on.
So I want to audition.
Let's
for
hear it.
It
now.
Pardon?
Yes, here are you.
Well, do you want to hear me?
Yes.
Well, only if Helen sings with me. You know that song, you know, Clowns Go With You, that one? Sing it with me now. I want to audition for it. I'm being serious.
I've never done a radio audition before.
Well, it's the first time for everything. It's the first time for me. It's the first time for you. Oh, please, go on. I want to be famous. I want to get into the Culture Club, please.
Okay, so what bits are you going to sing?
You're
going to sing my bits?
Oh, God, no, your bit's a bit hard for me.
Well, you've got to do my bits. That's the whole point.
No, you can do George's bit.
Okay, I'll do Boy George's bit then.
No, no, you've got to do my bit.
Oh. My voice isn't as loud as yours. I'll do George's bit and you do your bit.
Listen, come on, Laura, let's see. You're doing Helen's bit and Helen's doing George's bit.
No, I'll start off, I'm doing George's bit. Are
all
you
right.
ready?
All right, go on.
Okay.
Right. Clowns caress you, figures undress your fears. Saw you on your own this morning, shedding tears as big as the ocean. Don't say you didn't hear us calling. Ooh, ooh, gonna cry in the morning, gonna tell you. Mama had tears in her eyes. She's the only one who never lies. Well, that's fussy. You didn't join in, Helen.
You got the wrong words.
Well, I don't know. Well, what's it like when you're on the radio? It's all up to you. This is one of my, well, maybe my third time on the radio.
Well, look, you do a tape and send it into Wedge, which is Culture Clothes Management Company. That's the best thing I can say at the moment, because I haven't had time to organise the auditions, but that's the best thing you can do.
Will you remember me?
Yeah.
Laura
How can
Barrett.
I forget you?
Laura Barrett.
Laura Barrett,
we
yeah.
won't forget you.
You better haven't, Helen. Thanks a lot.
Oh, dear.
All right. Bye-bye. Woo, that's nice. Hello, Gaynor.
Hello.
Are you going to sing?
No.
Right, what's your question to Helen Terry?
Helen, which is your favourite country?
I think so far Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a weird mixture of East and Western values. They still have fortune tellers on the streets. It's very, very overcrowded. It's a very small island, right? But there's so much packed into a small island that, because it's also part of the Chinese mainland land technically, although it's leased to the British. But you have to actually go there to experience it. It's very, very hot, very sweaty, but full of life, like 24 hours a day. It's wonderful.
How many times have you been there?
Just once. I'm going there again in 2 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Yes?
Can I say a quick hello?
Very quickly, off you go.
To me mum and Wayne.
You did that well.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gaynor.
Ta.
Bye. Well, thanks for all your calls this evening. You've been very busy and you come up with some brilliant questions. I'm well pleased with you. Thank you for calling in. But before you go, Helen, we have an extra special brilliant prize this evening. This is great, this. I can't believe it. Go on.
Well, apart from a picture disc, which maybe isn't so wonderful, but I think it is, you get... When we go on tour, we're given special jackets. And I've got one that was given to me. Only the members of the band get this in Nashville. For members of Culture Club, saying that we sold out the concert, so you can win that as well. It's only 5 of them ever made.
Brilliant.
So you can win that.
Oh, what a fantastic prize.
Tim wants it as well.
I've already said I want it, so I'm going to wear it while I'm waiting for the winners to come through. But it's a writing competition. The address is the Helen Terry Competition, Timmy on the Tranny, Piccadilly Radio, PO Box 261 in Manchester. And the question is...
What was the first Culture Club single or record that I sang on?
Okay, now if... ever there was an easier question, I don't know what it was. That is so simple.
Piece of cake.
Helen Terry Competition, Timmy on the Tranny, Piccadilly Radio, PO Box 261 in Manchester. You win not just a picture disc, but also the very jacket, the one that was made specially for Helen for the last tour. So...
You have to be large to wear it.
Yeah. Well, you can, you and your best mate in it.
And your mother and your father.
Helen, thanks for coming in. It's
Thank
been
you.
A pleasure to talk to you, and best of luck with the single, and I hope it's a storming success, and even better luck in your future solo career. We'll haul you up here again. We're doing Fun Day Sundays through the summer, and I'll be in contact with you, and I'll be asking you to come and join us on a Sunday afternoon.
When I'm back from Japan and America, yep.
Great, look forward to that. Your favourite song by Culture Club is what?
Black Money.
Well, you're not going to.
Oh, no, that's the way, in fact.
All right, good. Well done, you said the right thing.
Oops.
Thanks, Helen. Bye.
Bye.
Clowns caress you, figures undress your fear, induced a crowd beyond emotion, shedding tears as big as the ocean. Don't say you didn't hear us calling. Ooh, ooh, you'll be sorry in the morning when we tell you. Mama had tears in her eyes. She's the only one who never cries. That's the way we destroy it, baby. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la. That's the way we destroy it, baby. Shut it out of your mind. That's the way. That's the way. If I address you and you see me in the shadows falling, call, caress me Yeah, I woke up on my own this morning. Don't say you didn't hear us calling. Ooh, ooh, you'll be sorry in the morning when we tell you Mama had tears in her eyes. She's the only one who never lies. That's the way we destroy, baby. Sha-da-da, sha-da-da. That's the way we destroy, baby. Sha-da-da, your mind. That's the way, yeah. That's the way. I'm only trying to help you,
only
baby.
Only trying to help you, yeah.
I'm only trying to help you,
only
baby.
Only trying to help you.
I'm only trying to help you,
only
baby.
Only trying, only trying, only trying to help you.
I'm only trying to help you,
only
baby.
Only trying to help you.
I'm only trying to help you.
Only trying.
I'm only trying to help you.
Only trying to help you.
I'm only trying to help you.
Arlington House, address, no fixed ever. Thank you.
One Better Day is the new single from Madness, and if you want to win that fabulous tour jacket from Helen and picture disc as well, don't forget, it's a write-in competition. We've had some great competitions tonight, some smashing guests, and there's more to come. We're talking about Frankie Goes to Hollywood right after this.
Debenhams of Manchester, this Friday and Saturday, are featuring the international BMX stunt riders Andy Preston and Mike Pardon. They'll be giving exhibitions of stunt riding, tips and advice on BMX bikes, and signing autographs. While in the store, check out our new exciting range of BMX accessories. Debenhams of Manchester. Look no further.
Sandra.
Oh!
I found out about your secret love.
My secret love?
No, your secret love. Cherry B and bitter lemon.
Oh.
One of the long cocktails they're mixing with music, fun, prizes and DJ Tim Grundy at the Ritz on Friday. Caught you?
Very nearly, yes.
Shake and stir your Friday night at the Big Cherry B Cocktail Commotion. Friday the 1st of June at the Ritz Manchester from 8 till late. Be there.
Well, we're whizzing along with the time this evening. It's all go tonight. Now, of course, it's been a very, very exciting day with that brand new single from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes. I think I played it 5 times tonight in the last 2.5 hours. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi. Now, Paul Morley, you're involved with ZTT, and you and Trevor Horn have been instrumental, in fact, vital in the success of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And it's been a very exciting day for you today.
Well, it's been the start of it. We're beginning to bleed into the public imagination with the second Frankie single, and we're already getting indications that it's going to cause a little bit of a fuss, which is quite nice.
Good. Now, the video is likely to be banned. Why?
Well, it's a bit like Tom and Jerry in many respects in terms of the way it deals with violence, but the fundamental reason why it will be banned in many kind of people's views will simply be that it's violent. Also, there's an Eric Morecambe lookalike, but that's just an incidental.
Mm. And also, is it anything to do with this putting Ronald Reagan and Chernyenko in a cockfight?
Well, they have a fight. That's a basic idealistic idea, that if they want to blow everybody up, then why don't they first battle it out amongst themselves? That's a very banal idea, really.
Yes.
What it comes down to is that it's just it's violent in the pop context. You must understand that people don't like to see blood.
Mm.
Maybe afterwards they might show Raging Bull or something, but if it's pop music, then they don't like to see blood.
Right. It's a bit too-faced, isn't it, in a way?
Oh, yes, of course. It's another example of the gorgeous hypocrisy of our society, but then that's something we like to probe into.
OK, let's talk about the 12-inch, because I understand that this involves excerpts from Patrick Allen talking about what happens in a nuclear war and how you take the bodies of the dead families and you label them. And isn't this going against the Official Secrets Act, I understand?
Well, yes, that's exactly what Patrick Allen, in fact, says for the government. When the bombs are going to be dropped, it will cut into your radio station and the TV, and that will be the speech that we will all hear. So we decided to give people a sneak preview of it and indicate the absurdity of what they're going to hear.
How did you get hold of it?
Well, we have our ways.
There couldn't be a better cliffhanger. What happened next? We don't know, because the tape ran out. Thank you to the great Paul Morley and to Helen Terry for such insights into the world of pop back in 1984. I'm Timmy Mallett, and if you've enjoyed what you've been hearing, there's more in the Timmy on the Tranny archives. Have a listen, delve around, stay inquisitive. With any luck, some of those tapes will have some more lovely secrets of pop music.